Anything
Be
for
our
now.
life.
Be live.
We're live, but we'll wait for a few minutes. Fair warning, I have my headset on. First of all, can you hear me okay? Okay. I'm gonna try to be very, very careful and keep my finger close by on the mute button because we've got a doggy client coming over right around this time, and so there might be a lot of barking. And I do have one little tiny dog in here that will yap quite a bit.
Oh, they love yapping, huh?
Yes.
Oh, it's
Well,
cute.
we'll just wait.
Yay.
No, it nobody, if you're thinking that there's only two, you're not wrong. We'll
Nope.
explain in a second.
Exactly. We've already got Miss Tammy in here.
My laptop is so dusty.
So dusty.
Yuck.
Gonna be a Sunday.
Gonna be a Sunday?
It's
It's
gonna be
already
one.
Sunday.
It's gonna be one of those Sundays. There you go.
Also,
It's a lazy day. Like, I don't know why, but today feels very lazy.
unfortunately, I can't say the same thing. Got a lot of different things going on, so.
I don't know if it's just because it's like the weekend, and I know I've got lots of things to do this week. I have a ton of things to do this week. I got birthday stuff to do, doctor's appointments.
Oh. So
Yes,
shall
your
we get the housekeeping stuff out of the way?
aunt. Sure.
So, hello everybody. We are the Bitchy Witchies. We are two of the three Bitchy Witchies. We have one of our members who is MIA right now. She's got a little family thing happening. So it's just me and Brandy, or Mountain Miss MG, Brandy MG,
Whichever.
whatever you want to call her.
Yes.
But mine's easy. You just call me Bella Luna. There is no difference. Just call me Bella Luna.
She's the only one with no name change.
So, if you're new to us and you're just tuning in, this channel, we do this podcast episode every other week. We also put our podcast on Spotify and a lot of the other major podcast platforms. And then we do a lot of videos in between our podcast episodes. Lately, you've been seeing videos mostly from Brandy. I will probably be putting out some videos soon. My bad. I have a lot going on, and so Miss Brandy's been picking up the slack.
Trying.
Sorry. And before we get started, I just want to remind you guys, if you haven't noticed, I am doing some peddling of my book, Unapologetically. I can't even speak. Unapologetically. For 100 ways to practice witchcraft incognito style. So
I'm
that's
going to
for all you witches who are either in the broom closet or have one foot in the broom closet. So one of the things that I No, to be a fact, is that rarely things are ever just this or that. Yes, there are those that are completely in the broom closet, but there's a lot of us that are kind of somewhere in between. Like, if you ask us, we're not going to deny it, but we don't sit there and advertise it, especially if we are in certain kinds of careers, or maybe we have a few people in our family that we don't keep, that we don't divulge to. So, like, for instance, my family, there's some people in my family that absolutely know. There's other people in my family that they will never know. And so this
And I would be
just
very
gives you some
biased on
ideas.
this. I wish this book was out when I was younger because it's perfect. There's some things that you're going to be, oh, that's obvious. And then you're going to be, oh, I didn't think of that.
Yeah, I tried to get
So.
really creative. Well, obviously, because I've had to be really creative over the years. So there's going to be some things that you are going to see in there that are obvious because it seemed kind of like, the elephant, it would be the elephant in the room if I didn't put the obvious stuff because, that you'd be looking at and going, well, what about this stuff? I hear about this from everywhere. So I kind of get those out of the way mostly in the beginning. But there's a lot of things that I try to take that are obvious and give a little twist to them, and then some that I'm gonna venture to guess you may not have thought about. So.
That's because when I went through it, there was a lot I was like, I never thought about that. So, if you need this, I'm gonna be very biased and be like, you need this book because if I say I wish I had this 20 years ago, then it's very necessary.
I like that. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, what are we talking about today?
Okay, so I don't know if you all are on Amino, you saw my post about it. But a few months ago,
Not
because
even like a month ago.
because it's been like a topic. It's been a topic and something that I've been thinking about. And if you guys have noticed my videos, sometimes I do have a head covering. So we're going to talk about the new uptake in people in paganism and witchcraft starting to veil or cover their heads for a multitude of reasons. And it just to me, it's fascinating because I grew up going to Catholic church, seeing the old ladies and my grandmothers and stuff wearing the lace head coverings when they went into the church. And those are called mandilas, but that's a lot of like it's a Catholic thing, but mostly in like Hispanic cultures and some Irish cultures. So, like, I grew up with it, so it's not a big thing, but I've noticed. And Bella and Angel and I have had these discussions about it, mostly me and Angel, because it comes from both our backgrounds. And we've noticed a big uptake in people on this path or in this lifestyle starting to wear them for many reasons.
Why don't you start first by talking about exactly what it is and how it, and what are the different reasons that people would wear a veil?
Well, so like I've kind of noticed like the more people actually get into their ancestry lately, they've been re bringing it back because like not only is it an ancestral thing for many cultures, forehead coverings for a multitude of purposes, in the spiritual aspect and of a lot of cultures, head coverings or veils or whatever is to protect your energy and your power and stuff, like spiritual wise, like because every, your the top of your head is your antenna and, that's where your energy is released. So a lot of people
Your
cover
crown
that.
chakra.
Yeah, it's your crown chakra in whatever culture you think about. It's to cover and protect that energy from being stolen or preyed upon. And also in other cultures, your hair, like your hair is your femininity power or just power in general. So you cover. It's also an aspect of just bringing back your culture. I mean, we have several religions nowadays that like require it, because it's part of the religion for that spiritual aspect of covering yourself and stuff for modesty. But like in our world, it's an energy protector these days and bringing back your roots and your culture.
I think that it's I'm glad you brought out a little bit of both because, the reason why our title says, pagan slash witch veiling is because there really are different purposes depending on that. As Brandy mentioned, is touched on, there's a lot of religious reasons for it, which that's more on the pagan side. One of the things that I've seen a lot of people refer to is that they're choosing to do it because they feel called to do it by the deity or deities that they work with. So, like a really popular one is House Hestia, not our formerly known as Hestia, the deity Hestia.
Yes.
In a lot of images, she's seen wearing a veil, and there's several people that I've seen, at least online, that have stated that Hestia has asked them to please veil. I've not yet seen people say that Hestia has required it. It's more of a request, but they do it in honor of their deity. And
Yeah.
there's other deities also that in images are seen veiled. And so some choose to do it out of honor and respect to the deities that they work with or that they worship.
Also,
Although, interestingly enough, and granted, this is only one or two articles that I read, but in the couple of articles that I read that had that where they said that they asked around and did asked questions of practicing witches or pagans, that actually the minority said it was a worship factor. It was more just a respect factor.
you brought bringing that up, like bringing the whole Hestia thing up. A lot of people who have decided to become devotees in specific, Parthenons or deity aspects have become more into, covering like that as a symbol of I am devoted to this deity or this group. So I'm respectfully showing that. So, because I mean, like you said, there's several for Hestia. I've seen a multitude for so many other ones and everything. So, like, and I know, like, the Santa Muerta, a lot of them are devotees and they will wear the mantilla for, like, the cathedral, lace around their head in a specific color, depending on what aspect of her you are choosing to follow, so like colors actually do matter as well a
Yes.
lot. And people don't realize that. Like when I was growing up, younger unmarried girls in the Catholic Church would wear the white mantillas, and the older married women would wear black, signifying their, youthfulness or their matroness, you know what I mean? So like,
Well, and actually, that's interesting that you bring up because in some cultures and some belief systems, the veil actually also signifies maturity. So that so actually, if you are a young girl, you wouldn't necessarily wear a veil. However, if you feel like you've reached womanhood, then you'll veil. So again, a lot of it is really dependent upon your belief system.
exactly, like the Norse pagan, like Norse young women before a certain thing would, like a certain age, will not wear one. They'll keep their hair down, and then once they hit a specific age, they'll wear their hair a certain specific way, and then as they get to another point, they'll wear their hair a different way with a head covering, a scarf, a snood, whatever, like depending on your culture and what you call it, because there's many different styles, there's many different ways and names for each different head covering. And this is how, like, it also not only a spiritual aspect, but it's also a class aspect, if that makes sense.
Right. And actually, you brought up that there's, different ways to wear different styles. You'll notice that some people will completely cover their whole head. Some will only cover a part of their head. Is there a right or wrong way? That's a very loaded question because again, it's all dependent on the person's belief systems, why they're choosing to do it, and what tradition or what rules, if you will, they're following as to whether or not they're wearing it correctly or not. So generally
Exactly.
speaking, no, there's not a correct way unless you are following a specific tradition, then of course then there's going to be that
Yeah.
specific way.
Yeah, because I've seen people who are devotees to the Greek Parthenon do the, just the scarf under your hair and all that, or they have it pinned to the side and did all like material also depends on people. Like, I've got visual aids for everybody today. Like, I have this one. This is when I like fully wrap my head, when I'm just don't want to be seen. And then you have, a little half one. Like, you just tie it like a little, bandana, like we all used to when we were little, to keep the sun. And then you've got this one, the mantilla. I have this one in like half a million colors. And then you have a snood, which is like I don't know how to explain what a snood is, but like it literally just goes over and you tie your hair into it. But like it's also different cultures have different wrappings depending on like, because like in the Arabic cultures, whichever faith or path you are over there, you wear a hijab which covers everything, and then you have, in the Celtic, you can wear a snood or just a little handkerchief and stuff like that. So it's just, for me, I think that was interesting because I researched each part of me, like all the cultures in me, to see what was the common head covering.
So one thing I do want to bring up, and you sort of alluded to it, but I want to really, really expand on that, and that I think there's also a misconception, although I think that's a strong word from what I'm about to say, but I'm going to use it anyways, a misconception that it's just for females. And I think that's a misconception because generally speaking, that's who you see, veil or females. But it's the covering of the head and the covering and or the covering of the hair that's really the purpose. And so it's not something that is not allowed for men to do. What you may see men do, though, is they may choose to, instead of you using a pretty, frilly veil, they may choose to use a hat or a bandana or something. So it's not something that's restricted only to the female population. That's definitely something I wanted to point out.
No, it's not. Like, I've seen plenty of males with head covering of their own sort. Like you said, a bandana, or the thick headbands these days that you can use as, a face covering or a scarf or whatever. Like, that's a big thing now too. Like, it is not restricted because there are also cultures and beliefs that meant it that men have to have it in a certain aspect. So, and like going into kind of like this whole male female thing, like it's also, I've seen a lot of people get upset about the head coverings because they think it's how do I say this? They think it's dumb or like that female doesn't
Into women.
have, it's something against women and they don't have freedom. You have to remember a lot of people these days, especially in our realm of life, we are choosing to do this. We're not being
Yes.
told to do this. And
So
even in those
that's the
other,
difference.
yeah, that's the difference. And even in some of those other cultures, the women are choosing to do that. Like they're in choosing to embrace it. It's not us trying to be modest or being covered up because someone told us to. It's because we've done our research and we feel comfortable in our spiritual beliefs and ancestry that we're choosing to bring it back.
I noticed Mr. Junior just popped into the visual field here.
He is like, I would like to get on this conversation. So yeah, I mean, it's not us being oppressed because I've seen a lot of that saying, it's us oppressed being oppressed. It's us choosing this.
It's interesting that you also brought up being more, the conservative looking. It doesn't automatically equal that that you have to now dress conservatively. Having said that, though, there does seem to be a correlation of people who choose to veil that they also choose to dress more conservatively. But again, I think it goes back to that very important word that you used earlier. It's a choice. It's just not that's not So when people say, that it's demeaning to women that you're doing it, you're promoting something that's demeaning to women, I think that's stretching it a little bit because I understand where it's coming from, but also respecting the reasons for why the person is choosing to do it. And like we just mentioned, you heard us mention, that it's not always about culture. Sometimes it truly is about honoring a deity. Sometimes it's purely for spiritual purposes. I mean, when you look at hoodoo, or when you look at a lot of the folk magic practices, who will not walk into a graveyard without at least covering their head
Yeah.
because of those belief systems that they don't want to be bombarded.
And see, that goes with Tammy's question because she asked about wearing one while working with the dead. And actually here in Appalachia, you don't go into a graveyard or a cemetery without wearing head coverings because you don't want things attaching to you, so that's blocking them from being able to attach to you. And I honestly, when I do it here at home, I do too. I do the same thing, but I was also raised that way. Like it's already been an instilled belief, Catholic or not, is you around dead things and spooky things, you cover your head.
Well, and I think that's the thing is that you want to be careful about like overgeneralizing and assuming the whys of why somebody chooses to veil. Because there are a lot of what I'm going to call mainstream religions, Abrahamic, whatever you want to call it, that it's a sign of kind of like a nun, like you're showing that you are married or subjugating yourself. To a deity. And that may be the case for a particular religion, but that may not be the case, even though that person may be doing it for a religious reason, that may not be the case for that particular person, especially when you're talking about the pagan religions.
Yeah.
Christianity, when they don the veil, it is a form of subjugation often. It is a form of, kind of showing that you're sort of married. To Jesus or God or whatever.
And
But for many
actually,
of the pagan religions,
with that,
that's not
these
the case.
days, it's funny you said that because, like, nowadays, Christians, because I've seen it and where. One of the websites I do get some of my head coverings from is an actual Christian website, but she makes the most beautiful things for head coverings. And she chooses to do it herself as a modesty and respect to her upbringing and her marital status. And everything. Like, she's choosing, it's not her. And like, she does, like, she explains why and all that good stuff. And like, you know, it's funny because they're bringing it back as their own thing as well to feel closer. Like, she's a beautiful person. Like, she's not one of those preachy people, but like, she feels that we need to honor our ancestral ways of life because it was more simpler. Like, one of her comments on her page was, I decided to do this because it made me feel good. And it's also going to make her sad. She also says, it makes me sound lazy, but it gave me a more excuse not have to sit there and go get my hair done every week and stuff. And it made life easier and just made her feel better in general about herself.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen people make comments on that, that although that's not the primary reason why they do it, that it has kind of that added benefit that they realized was that, you know, while I'm doing it, I realize, you know what, I care less about whether or not like I've totally brushed my hair
Yeah,
or, you
like
know, if I have all my makeup on, that, you know, my focus is no longer on like the you know, the superficial things.
yes. Yeah, 'cause like I think in my post I talked about that, like, not only has it helped me feel good, like, it's also made me, like, it makes me feel better and closer to my practice. Also, it's just made me feel better as a person because like I'm not sitting there 24/7 worried about what I'm doing with my hair. I mean, most of the time I already have my hair up in a bun, but that's also another spiritual choice I have adapted, is putting my hair up in a bun or a braid and stuff, because it's another cultural thing that I've decided to add. But it does, it makes you feel so much better about yourself because you're not being superficial anymore. You're not sitting there being, you know, vain and worried about it. Like, there's this day that I will throw my hair up, put my covering on, and make sure my eyebrows are done, and there you go. And it looks, makes me feel good and makes me look good.
I do want to bring up something a little bit more on the mundane side. And you know, obviously we've discussed quite a bit about the many different reasons that someone chooses to veil, either from a pagan religious perspective or from a spiritual or magical perspective. But I think kind of flipping things a little bit, flipping things around a little bit when we talk about culture. I think one of the reasons why it's such a matter of discussion in Western cultures is because it's not normal for us and it's not in trend right now. But I want to remind everybody, and I actually read this in an article, they reminded me that, you know, not that long ago, this was a trend. And like most trends, I'm sure it'll come back around and become a trend again, you know, wearing scarves and things like that. I mean, people will spend tons of money to get, you know, the beautiful scarves because that was the trend, especially like in the 30s, 40s, 50s, sometimes even the 60s, you know. You'd see that people tended to wear scarves more because that was the trend. Or in the big hair days, you know, if it's windy out, they're gonna keep their hair in place, you know. So
Exactly. Like, it really.
it's not as weird and usual as we make it out to be. And I think the only reason why we make it out to be so weird is because it's not a fashion trend right now.
Exactly. And when I've noticed just in the last, what, 20, 25 years, if you have your head, a female has her head covered, they automatically assume you're Jewish or you're Muslim
Christian or Christian, and you're
or
going to
some,
church.
yeah, or if you're on, it's a Sunday and you're seen wearing it, you're going to church. But like, those are the only things that they automatically assume about someone, especially if they're doing a full beautiful head covering and stuff. Like they automatically assume you're one or the other. And that's just not the case these days. Like we're so stuck in this country about thinking one way, it's this way or that way, or you're this or that they don't realize that, like you said, people had, 40 years ago, I'm gonna say 40 years ago, like you said, in the 80s, people wore scarves all the time and bandanas all the time for different purposes. Fashion, yes. And then the 60s, the whole hippie bohemian movement, they were wearing scarves. And further back, women had to keep their heads covered when they went outside in like what, the early 1900s, the 20s, the 30s, even into the 40s.
Yeah.
We had to wear head covering, like cover our heads and wear gloves and stuff when we went out,
Yeah. But not just we had to, it's because it was literally the fashion.
It
It
was
was
the
the fashion trend.
fashion. I mean, come on, look at on the prairies. We wore bonnets on the prairies. That was to protect our hair from all the dust and crap, but like it's been in our culture here in the United States for a long time. It's just recently, in the last 35, 40 years, come gone out of fashion. And now when people do see others doing it outside of the two huge faiths and religions, they automatically put you in those categories when
Yeah, which is
that's not,
interesting, isn't it? That's interesting
it
that humans do that.
is. Okay, oh, she got her head covered. She's either Jewish or she's Muslim. Which one is it?
Yeah.
I'm like, it's
It's
neither.
right. Exactly. That is kind of funny because I started thinking about bell bottoms. It's like people don't even react that way with bell bottoms. It's like because that kind of came back into fashion, but wearing scarves or veils haven't yet, but I'm sure it will.
Yeah, because like I mean, I'll tell you, bell bottoms did come back, and guess who ha got a pair because he wanted a pair a couple years ago.
When I freaked out when bell bottoms came back, I'm like, how? They weren't great then. Who decided that they were cool now?
They were cool. They came back really cool when I was in 7th and 8th grade and freshman year, and then towards 2003 when I graduated high school, they went away. And now they came back a couple years ago, and my son had to have a pair.
Now, interestingly enough, so I don't fail. I'm not going to pretend that I do. However, I will tell you that I used to.
Yeah.
I used to and it was mostly during my late teens, early 20s. And it was predominantly, I will tell you, that was very, there were very little pagan reasons for me to do so. It was a goth thing.
Yeah, goths used to even, yeah, I remember those days. The veil was a big popular thing in the goth scene.
I had beautiful flowing veils that I would always wear, and
Had a spider web. I had a spider web lace veil. I think it's over there somewhere.
interestingly enough, when I think back on it, people would look at me funny, but I didn't care because, I mean, veil or not, they're gonna look at you funny when you're goth anyways. So it didn't really, I didn't really think about it, but yeah, I think it, again, I really, really, truly believe it's because it's just in Western culture today, it's not a fashion. It's not in fashion. And so people are going to look at you sideways for whatever reason, either because they think that like you're old fashioned, or like you said, they're going to stereotype you and think that it's a religious reason, or it's going to be some odd reason. But there
Yeah.
are a lot of purposeful, legit reasons to do it.
Yeah,
Now,
there.
having said that, do you think that it's become sort of a trend, and is it going the other way where perhaps people are doing it for the, I hate to use this word, but the quote unquote wrong reasons?
Obviously, like, okay, I have seen a few a few blogs and posts while I was going down my rabbit hole. Yeah, some of them are doing it for the wrong reason because there's a lot of people, there's quite a few that I saw with blogs that literally just jumped into this world 6 months ago and they thought it was cool and they wanted to show the world that they were a pagan or they were a witch or they were a devotee. And it's like, that's not a good enough reason to just show the world who you are, because once they see that, they're not going to assume that. They're not going to associate your beautiful scarf or lace or head covering as you being a pagan or a witch. Unless you want to sit there and have that conversation, or you're one of those people like telling the world, look, I'm doing this
Well,
because.
and honestly, though, sometimes it will spark conversations where it'll open the door for you if you, like you said, are wanting to kind of show off and say, yeah, I'm pagan. I'm pagan.
Yeah, because I mean,
But, you
some of
know,
these.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, if that's your choice and that's what you want to do, you know, you do you. It just, it feels weird, you know, that people, I mean, I guess you can say that's one way to bring back fashion, but it just feels weird. It just feels weird. But then again, I'm the same person that, you know, I will defend even the Catholics. Like when, what was that, 10, 15 years ago when they did the catwalk thing where they were, you know, where models
Oh,
were dressed
when the
in
Met
Catholic
Gala, when
garb and
yes, the
yeah.
Met Gala, like actually the little me inside growing up Catholic, when I saw that, I was like, oh, my grandmother would be so appalled.
I mean it's not like I'm it's not because I'm Catholic, it's just because I just think that there's, you know,
It
things
was
that
kind
you
of offensive.
just want to, yeah, be respectful. So
Yeah, because like they're sitting there wearing replicas of the Pope's outfits and like things like that. Like, I don't know. I just, to me, when I saw that, I sat there and I was like, oh my God, my grandma's gonna have a cow if she sees this.
So you showed us some of your scarves. Can
Yes.
you or your veils? Can you kind of walk everybody through the different types, different times that you would use them? What you personally choose to use them for, and why, and when, and all of that.
Express like I like to use them, like I'm very sporadic with it, but like most of the time I do it when I go out, like when I know I'm gonna be out all day and I don't want to be around people and I'm just protecting my energy, like I'll do it and stuff like that. And then if there's a special holiday or ritual day or whatever, like since I work with saints and stuff, if it's the day of the saint, I'll use them. And I do have other colors than, you know, just the black, white, and gray you saw. I do have other colors that signify those days or the people I'm representing and stuff. So, like, you don't have to do it all the time. Like, I've seen a lot of people pushing, like, if you're gonna veil, you're gonna veil 24/7. You do not. Like I said, I do it when I feel like I just don't wanna do my hair and I don't want people sucking the little bit of energy I have out. And special days and stuff, like
And everybody's going to have different reasons, and there are going to be people that are going to choose to make it an everyday lifestyle. You know,
yeah.
regardless of what I'm doing, where I'm going, I'm going to wear it, and that's fine. You know, but like with everything, you know, do it with purpose,
Yeah.
and don't do it just because you think that that's what you're supposed to be doing. There
No,
are
because there's days
purposes
I
for
just feel
veiling,
like I
very
don't need
legitimate
to.
purposes for veiling.
Yeah, there's just days I just don't feel like I need to. Like today I didn't feel like it, even though I should have to make wear an example. But I mean, if you go through the last couple years of the videos I've done or even lives we've done, there's been a lot of times I've been wearing one, and I know.
And let's also be clear too that, you know, if you are not interested or feel like that you want to wear a veil or that you want to spend the money, but you do want to honor, or follow those certain practices. Like, for instance, some people visit graveyards all the time. Some people don't. Some people, maybe will go to a graveyard once, twice a year. To cover your head does not mean that it has to be a veil. Covering your
No.
head doesn't equate to it must be a veil. You know,
It could be, like I said, the easy ass snoot.
it could be
A
the
baseball
hood
cap.
of your hoodie.
Yeah, it could be a hoodie. It could
Yeah.
be a ball cap. It could be a sun hat, whatever.
Yeah.
Just as long
Yeah.
as your crown is protected. And that's a
Yeah,
lot
so
of
just, but you
like
know, I the thing about the hair though, I love that because the Vril, they were very, very big on that. Remember them?
into
They were gorgeous and their hair was like all the way down past their
I
butts
wish
and
my hair would look that perfectly healthy and shiny.
kind of goes back to like the old Greek mythology, where the power's in the hair, don't cut the hair. But those are legit beliefs as well. It's not always about covering your head per se. It may just be covering the hair. But
Yeah.
again, just if that's something that you are interested in, then really start taking a look at your culture, your cultural background, the pagan beliefs that you follow right now, and see what those belief systems are, and
Yeah.
see if veiling aligns with those, and if that's something that you want to incorporate. And again, knowing that it doesn't have to be the actual veils, like she just showed us,
No,
that it could just mean covering your head.
I mean, it doesn't have to be the fanciest of veils. Like, I have lace veils because that's what I grew up with as an appropriate head covering when I was a kid. Because, like I said, very Irish Catholic family and, Hispanic culture where I grew up. So it has to be lace. It has to be this color for this age group. It has to be this color for that age group. So, like, I use those. But then again, like I said, I also have the muslin one that I fully wrap my head in, and then I put a pretty little decorative headband on it so it's just not plain black, and whatever I'm wearing looks cute with it. You can fashion it up too if you want to. Like, there's so many different options, but it doesn't have to be that. You have a basic bandana that you got at the 99-cent store, you can use that. Or a piece of old fabric that you can stitch into a head square or triangle.
Much less common, and this is more for the spiritual visiting the cemetery or for the chakra protection, the energy type protection. Much less commonly, but I still see it, is that people will choose to wear hats instead. But it serves the same purpose.
Yeah,
So there's always those options.
if you don't like having to tie things and work it, go for it if you're a hat person. There's just so many beautiful hats that you can, use and represent if you want. Even a beanie, your plain ass winter beanie, because I have
That's right.
those. I mean, times have you seen me wearing a beanie? Plenty.
And that's something that men will choose to wear if they want to cover their heads or things like that, beanies. You
Yeah.
know.
Yeah, old your
I think
winter beanie.
the veiling itself, of the actual veil, for me personally, and this is just my personal opinion, I think to opt for the actual veil itself tends to be more of a religious, I'm going to lean more on the religious choice of doing so. But if you feel like it's just the head covering that you want to do, then you don't necessarily have to use the actual physical veil.
No, you can pick and choose whatever you decide it makes you look comfortable And it's a lot about being comfortable, because like most of the time, the big muslin one I won't use all the time unless it's like all I got like at hand, or I feel like, all right, that'll look cute with the outfit I gotta wear today, but I'll jazz it up with a headband and stuff. Most of the time, I'm literally just
Now,
wearing the quick tie ones.
a little quick tip, and this actually comes from my
The
book.
book. The book.
You wear it like I used to wear it, in the goth clubs, or what Brandy was talking about with the long black one. You can tie knots at the end of it and throw in a little knot magic, and it would one, you could make it look, really cool or really beautiful, and you're performing magic out in the open. Nobody knows what you're doing.
No. And like, even like I said, well, not that one. Where is it?
If you would like 99 more tips just like that, I'm a book.
Like, some of these have these, and you could do knot magic with the little,
Absolutely.
you know.
Absolutely.
I won't advertise the website because they're kind of pricey. They're my, I can splurge ones,
Yeah,
but
yeah.
you know,
But
like you
like the
said.
stuff that I used to wear, like it would drape and come all the way down to like past my belly button, so.
Bride of that Dracula style.
Yeah,
Why do
but
I
I mean
see you and
it leaves
Pan Pan
some.
doing things like that all the time? Oh.
It just goes to show, that there's all kinds of different things that you can do with it. Like you can have a spiritual, religious, or a magical purpose for it and still look cool.
Yes. Like the most fun part of when I was doing the research was not only taking what I grew up with and what I knew already, was just doing the whole deep dive of the different cultures that make me, you know, from the Celtic to the Germanic to, you know, the Romanian and Portuguese and all that. Like, it was just so amazing just to go down that whole fashion, spiritual, ancestral rabbit hole to see if there was a common type of head covering. So, like, that just made me like it was really fun because, like, they're all different, but yet they're all similar. So that's why I like chose certain ones because they were the overlapping of the cultures.
And I also want to kind of make mention that, interestingly enough, in some of the articles that I was reading, some people simply just said that they had a calling to do it.
Yeah.
They didn't necessarily have to pinpoint a specific reason, although the different reasons that we talked about made sense to them, but they started with, like, they just felt like they had to do it, and like we always say, trust your instinct,
Yeah.
trust your intuition. There's a reason why your subconscious is telling you that, and maybe it is for those reasons, maybe it is for the other reasons. I guess what I'm trying to say is, you don't necessarily have to pinpoint a reason. If you feel in your gut that you need to do, then that's what you need to do.
Exactly. Like, I mean, you like this whole time you guys have seen me, I wear one. I've always worn something on and off my head. And it's just something I've always felt comfortable with and something I like to do. But getting more into my practice, it made me feel better knowing I wasn't doing it just because I was weird and like to cover my head. You know, it made sense and it made me feel better. Like, it does sometimes. Like, there's I like how it looks and it makes me feel pretty and closer to my ancestors. And
So do we have any other questions or comments, or does anybody else veil?
let's
And if
see.
you're listening to this afterwards, tell us in the comments below if you veil, why you choose to, or why you choose not to.
Aw, that's so cute. Tammy said she loves going to graveyards. Her daughter used to have picnics at graveyards to honor the dead.
Yeah.
So And that was just mostly where her question about protecting herself in the graveyard came from. That's so
Yeah,
cool.
exactly.
Picnics in the graveyard are always fun. So at least we know we're not the only ones who do that.
And peaceful.
Yes, because no one's gonna bother you.
It's not that. It's there's just a sense of serenity
It's calming.
in a graveyard or cemetery. Like you could feel most of the time. Most of the time. I mean, obviously there's going to be, different graves
Those
you come across,
moments.
but I mean, generally speaking, there's a general sense of peacefulness.
Yes, it's awesome. Yay. But yeah, I hope that the whole thing answered Tammy's question about veiling in the graveyard.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So I think I don't know if we have anything else to say about this.
Think we covered it, and hopefully everybody understood that, it's not a gender thing and it's purely up to you.
And now
And
you know some of the purposes,
yes.
but it's also not required. So if you're new to this life and you're seeing it being discussed a lot, it's not a requirement unless you make it a requirement for yourself.
Exactly. So,
There you go.
yay. But yeah, I
Well,
think
on
we
that
covered it.
note, then we will go ahead and wrap up. And thank you, everybody, for joining us.
Yes, much
If you're new
appreciated.
to our channel, check out our other videos. If you like what you see, please give us a like, subscribe. And just a reminder to everybody, comment on not just our podcast videos, but on any of our videos. Give us a comment. We will do, I think we're I think we're about 98% in terms of responding. I think
Yeah.
we've missed a couple, but for the most part, we're really good about responding. But when you do things like our videos or write comments in there, that interaction helps drive the viewership of the videos because it will tell the YouTube algorithms to suggest our videos. So
Yes.
please, if you love us, please do
Yes.
that.
And if you have any questions, we, like she said, 98% of the time, you're going to have one of us. Well, at least Bella and I will answer you as quickly as possible. Most of the time, it's within like.
Sometimes it may take a little bit because we'll can have to confer. How do we answer this?
Yes,
Who should
usually.
answer this? Yeah.
Exactly. So, but
Well,
you
we've
do
gotten
get.
some great questions and some great comments, which I absolutely love because, the comments are not just for us, they're for all of you guys, each other, so
Yeah.
you can learn from other people and we can constantly exchange information. So I totally love that.
Oh yeah, we've had several great like questions or just like something we
Or somebody
forgot.
sharing what they do, or
Yeah,
yeah.
something we either forgot or we like, oh, I didn't think about adding that. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
But if you put a rude comment, you go on the wall of shame. Just saying.
All right.
Anyway.
Well, thank you, everybody, and we'll see you next.